Yes, kia ora tātou. Welcome back into the program. We're lucky enough to be joined by the co-leader of the Māori Party. Surprise, surprise on the show, Rāwiri Waititi. Rāwiri spoke on behalf of the party in response to the party's budget, the government's budget that was announced last week. And so, Rāwiri, now that we've got you on, what's the Māori Party's view of that budget?
Oh well, first of all, we can't be can't be too whakaiti of the budget, because there's actually some good policy wins for the party Māori in this budget once again. And so if I just pin out the Matatini, and so if you have a look at our Māori Party manifesto heading into the election 2020, we actually asked for a $19 million annual baseline budget for the Matatini. We're related that there's a $34 million chop over 2 years, which actually equates to $17 million plus the $2 million that it already had, which takes us up to $19.9 million, which is, that's a policy win for us. And we're really elated that the Matatini finally gets the recognition it deserves. I heard some of your other interviews with some of the other kaikōrero on your show. And, talking about, holistic well-being, but in particular, rangatahi mental health. If you look at te Matatini, Matatini is not just an art. We've got to move away from that type of kōrero, that it's just a performing art. It's actually our education strategy, our health strategy, our Matatini, our mental health strategy for our rangatahi. It connects us. There's huge economic benefits to the country every time it's held. But not only that, during its regionals, also there's huge economic benefits to those regions as well. And so it's an opportunity for us to now start building on that particular platform. It's another form of whānau ora, where community connection, 80% of te whānau apuni are travelling back home to te whānau apuni kapaaka. So, there's huge new connection with our people, our real strategy, our mātauranga Māori strategy. And so we're really elated with that. That's the first thing I just want to point out, is that te Matatini is a huge policy win for te Pāti Māori. But there's huge discrepancy in terms of the inequality and equity going to Māori kaupapa, and we're still allowing, the government to fund itself, government agencies and Pākehā agencies to continue to prevail and feast on our dysfunction, which actually the system has created. So if you have a look at the $880 million injection into Māori funding by the Labour Party, It's $176 billion of the total vote. And so what that works out to be is, it's only a drop in the ocean in terms of the percentage of what our people are getting. So we've got to still continue to fight against a government system that continues to feast on our dysfunction. And those are the things that we need to continue to do. If you even have a look at corrections, 60% of the people in corrections are on remand. They haven't even been sentenced yet. 54% of the male prison population are Māori, 60% of the women population are Māori. 47,000 of those are outside of fences. So when they say they've dropped the rate of Māori in prisons, that's absolutely wrong, because what they've done is just moved them into another space where they're still under corrections control. But the number has dropped in terms of prison rates. The number for Māori hasn't dropped. We're still the same number. And so that makes you look at the inequality of sentencing in our government system. So, they throw $98 million of whānau ora money into corrections. Whānau ora got a huge injection of funds, but you've got to cut that up into three parts. And then when you break it all out, is it enough? No, it's not. And so MSD has to start contributing to whānau ora, education, health, justice and housing. Those are all the parts that are not being part of a whole holistic approach and the desire for Māori to look after themselves in the mana motuhake space.
Yeah, well, the issue around the budget is, here's some numbers in response. When this government first arrived, 2017, for every dollar voted to Māori, 1.7 cents in the dollar came to Māori by Māori for Māori. This government has moved the dial a bit. We're now up to 2.4%. So in 6 years, we've moved from 1.7% to 2.4%. So what that means is that 97 cents in the dollar is going to Pākehā, by Pākehā, for Māori. And if they fail us, we are blamed, ultimately, for the failure.
Yes, that's right. Well, they're perpetuating the same rubbish every year. And at 20%, if we're 20% of the now population, you know, that doesn't make sense. We're only getting 2.2% of the funding, and 97% is going to Pākehā. That just doesn't make sense. It's not equitable, it's not equal, and it's not Tiriti focused. And so Tiriti focused would say that we get half of that, but more so because much of the resources and the funds raised by government has been based on stolen Māori assets. And so, you know, there's huge discrepancies. In a Tinaranga Tiritanga space, I get 100%. In the Tiriti Waitangi space, I get 50%. And in an equal space, I get 20%. In an equity space, I should get 25%. But we're getting 2.2%, which means that we're still well under the bar. Like you said, they've moved the dial a bit, but incremental steps is not going to fix the housing and houselessness problem that our people have, the high incarceration rates that our people have, the huge discrepancies in terms of house funding. And so, in actual fact, if you ever look at the house funding, with the implementation of the Māori Health Authority, we're actually getting less. We're actually getting less than what we were getting when we were part of the one whole health system. So, you know, we've got to start moving the dial, but it can't be moved incrementally. It's got to be moved by the data. And the data is saying we are 20%, and so we should be getting 20% of the funds across every vote that the government announces.
Now, tell me this. Mecca is now happily ensconced in the Māori Party lodgings in Parliament. How's her transition been to the party?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. She has liberated. If you could see her on TV, she's a totally different Mecca than she was with the Labour Party. You know, that there just tells me that she's now sitting in a space that she feels absolutely comfortable being Māori, being able to push her Māori voice. She's eager to get up in the house and make those speeches. She's unwavering in her mana motuhake and her rangatiratanga and her Māori voice and in her Māori skin. And so you know, it's been a space for her to find her liberation, and that's what we need all of our Māori MPs to do in Parliament. And you know, like I said, we're the waharoa for our people to come home, and the waharoa will always be open to those who want to find their liberated voice, to sit comfortably in their Māori skin and to absolutely advocate 100% without fear or favour for our people and for our whānau and for our plight. And so, that, you know, we must always be working on that. She's in a party now that is in a comfortable space to re-Indigenise Parliament. You know, her introduction into Parliament as she walked the floor was absolutely Māori in the way we delivered that. Although Debbie and I got kicked out, much to Debbie's disgust, because she's never been kicked out of anything. To me, being kicked out shows us that we're continuing to re-Indigenise that space, but to push against the system that has continued to fail us. And so Mecca's, you know, she's sitting with us in our spaces. We've had to make room, and we will always make room for our whānau. We will never, ever allow them to be isolated into Hogwarts. On top of the library where you walk past all the broken furniture where your office would sit, that's where they actually put me the first time we made it in, before Debbie also made it in on our party percentage. But no, look, this is an exciting time. She's brought the Māori seat of Te Ikaroa Rāwhiti back to its natural setting in a liberated Māori kaupapa waka. And, you know, we're really looking forward. She's excited. We're really looking forward to working with Mecca heading into the election, where she'll win Ikaroa Rāwhiti. I have no hesitation in saying that. And, you know, we could win 4 or 5 seats, but including a strong party vote, we'll bring others in with us.
Yes. Now, I understand the Minister for Māori Affairs, who's also the campaign strategy man for Labour, is struggling to get anyone to stand for the Labour Party in Ikaroa Rāwhiti. Have you heard anything about that?
I know he's struggling, but I think he's struggling across all fronts. You know, The minister understands that he's lost a bit of collateral and capital in his position, because not only did he lose Wairiki in 2020, but he's also lost a senior minister, but also a seat that has been held by Labour since Apirana lost it back in 1943. And so that's a huge loss for Labour. It's a huge loss for their Māori campaign strategist. And, it's showing that there's a growing movement for us. Kei te aroa tuki taku whanaunga kia Willy tēnei wā. He's going to find it very difficult to find any candidate in the Ikaroa Rāwhiti that will topple Mecca and take that seat off Mecca, but also take that seat now, which sits in a Māori waka.
So, look, you're now less than 150 days out from the election. What's on the horizon for Te Pāti Māori as you head to the 14th of October?
Oh, look, John, this is an exciting time for the party, as you well would understand. And all the whānau out there, there's a growing movement. There's a growing movement of support. There's a growing movement of fresh but also experienced candidates. Because our polls have been climbing, we are now obligated to run in the general electorate seats, which is a huge move for Te Pāti Māori. But we're not just moving in there for the sake of it. We're moving in there because there's a growing support of Tangata Tiriti for our movement. But also there's a growing interest and enthusiasm by people wanting to run in there. And we know we've seen media reports about people like David Latele, the brown butter bean, and his growing positive movement out there wanting to stand for us. With the support of people like Rob Campbell and people like that, they're just showing this huge, huge support for Te Pāti Māori and our politics. People love that we're the only ones that are unapologetically challenging in terms of the climate space. People understand that people have been left behind, and we are the only party fighting for the underdog and those misfortunate and those who have been left behind by the system. And that's not just Māori anymore. That's also Pākehā and Tangata Tiriti. We are the only party that will advocate lifting the bar for everybody. When the tide rises, everybody rises with it. We've got huge work going on with our policy framework and a whole lot of expertise and professionals coming in to be a part of that. This is an exciting time for our movement. We've got a national tour happening at some point, so keep an eye on our socials, the Hikama, as we move into that particular space. We'll be coming to a town near you, and so from the 30th to the 30th of we'll get those dates out to you. That we'll be moving through to Taitonga, Tamaki, Makaurau, Hauraki, Waikato, Wairiki, Ikaro, Rāwhiti, Tai Hauauru, and to Taitonga, and many of those general seats that will sit in there. Come and join the movement. Nau mai, hara mai. Come to the waharoa of our marae, and we'll welcome you to an Aotearoa Hau. An Aotearoa Hau is how we would treat you on a marae. That's what it would look like. We will welcome you. We will feed you. We will house you. We will care for you. We will love you. And that's Aotearoa Hau and the promise of Te Pāti Māori.
Well, on that happy little note, I hope Willie Jackson's listening. We'll call it quits tonight. Okay, kia ora.
Kia ora, John.
Well, there you go. There was the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, Rawiri Waititi. Just a pleasure having them on the show. So anyway, people, keep it listed here. Keep educated. Keep informed. We only talk in evidence, only talk in facts. You join the dots, you'll get exactly to where we're all heading, which is liberation territory. That's right. So make sure you're on the Māori roll. Make sure you make your vote count so Māori can have a say in this country's evolution by making history on October the 14th and delivering a government that Māori determine. So pō Māori e whānau. Kia ora tātou.